Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dev Knight, singer, songwriter, musician, album cover design. My album covers a lot of them. Design my video. I do have a doctoral degree in law, and I'm an artist. I love to express myself. So here is Dev Knight.
Hi, this is Dev Knight. I just want to say that I haven't talked to you guys in a while or a week. Yeah, I love the dog. Yeah. Well, the thing is that I've been doing, I want to talk about my time doing music as an aspiring professional musical artist. It's been so enjoyable. It's what I came to LA to do. Unfortunately, due to lack of recognition and time-consuming, ill-fated efforts, and also other situations related that I shouldn't be going through, my time as an aspiring professional music artist are numbered. In other words, I'm winding down. I'm not giving up right now. Okay, I want to let everybody know I'm not giving up this year or next year. Okay? It could be in 2026, 27, I don't know. But it's winding down. So I'm not going to probably release that, if any, musical recordings. Because I've released so much in the last 10 years, and I recorded for 29 years. I've been with BMI since 31 years, and I performed for nearly 20 years. I'm just, you know, I haven't gotten the recognition. It's hard for me to say that because I want to be psyche, but I want to let you know that if you got a dream to make it in Hollywood, go for it as long as you can. As you look at my situation, no guarantee. I don't want to sound negative or anything, but it's just too tiring for me as I get older to do all this. But I'm not stopping right now. What I'm planning on doing this year, well, I'll let you know. I don't know about recordings. I mean, maybe another greatest hits album, my 11th album. I released 10 albums. So I released enough albums to last a lifetime. I also released enough singles. And unfortunately, the major labels have not come to me. The major publishers have not come to me. I'm just being bluntly honest. It is so difficult to go for the Hollywood dream. But in order to make it, you have to take a risk. And I say give it 7 years if you're a newcomer, because someone told me like that, 17 years. And if it doesn't happen, just have a plan B, like go to college or something. I'm not telling you, I'm not trying to be negative, but it's just that for me, it has not happened. And I believe there was a combination of just bad luck, not getting in the right place at the right time, time consuming, and people sabotaging my chances. When I say sabotage, you know, made up stories. There were allegations sampling my music without authorization. I mean, that's tragic to see for me as an artist who really worked very hard and who has the talent, because I'm a natural born entertainer, all around entertainer. And I know I belong in the Hollywood business, but unfortunately, no one has discovered me. But I'm looking at other avenues of entertainment, like film, and see what I can do there with music. I don't know. It's very difficult. So when I play my keyboard and write, I'm writing for my business, Big Lucky Guy Publishing, and I've done it so much. But I'm telling you, I've been doing it for like 34 years. It's very difficult. But I'm not giving up now. But that's long enough to say I can bow out. But to those who've been doing it like 40 years, 50 years, if you want to continue to make music, go for it. Don't give up. To those who come in out here to Hollywood like I did 34 years ago, and you want to make it in Hollywood, acting, singing, especially music or whatever, don't give up. You know, don't look at me, you know. But I'm just telling you like it is. The Hollywood dream is very difficult. Now, the excuses that people will say is that, oh, I'm being negative. No, I'm telling you like it is. It happens to a lot of artists. And I had so much adversity in my life. It takes too much. It takes a toll. So I can't keep putting music out, making a song and putting music out and not going nowhere or have somebody try to sabotage it, you know. When I say sabotage, I don't mean being negative, but that is true. So, you know, it's evil to take away someone else's dream. It's really evil, and that's what happened to me. It's so evil to try to stop someone from being who has a talent. If you see someone who is a genius or talent in music, do not do anything to that talent. Stay away from people like that. There are people who don't like to see someone who is gifted or aspiring or ambitious. Like I experience people around me who don't like me being ambitious and talented. But I'm not doing it because of them. I'm doing it because of time. You know, time. I can't do what I used to do when I was 25. That's 25 years ago, 27 years ago. But I'm not giving up at this stage. So I don't know what I'm going to release this year. I may not release nothing. So I've got 10 albums. But I will say another 11th album, but that's up in the air. And that's what I'm doing. Now, I don't like when some people say, when they listen to this, it's like, oh, I'm being negative. You're making it hard, people here. No, I'm not. The Hollywood dream is a gamble. It's like the lottery. It is no guarantee. In fact, it is so many rejections, which I experience. It's so hard. But the only way to do it or to attempt to do it, to make it, is you got to go for years to do it to see if you have any chance. So that's the way to do it, and things will perhaps change. My other suggestion to you is don't hang out with dream killers. Don't get near dream killers. I made some mistakes in my own situation. Make sure you're near a place where you can do it, you know? So if you're out here, make sure you go to West Hollywood or parts of the valley, wherever you are, or downtown LA once in a while, at least once in a while, and see if you can do it. Get your music out there, release it on these indie labels, even though they're not really technically a place to really make it. It can make you a star and get your music out there for people to give you a chance, because some people get discovered just by being on YouTube. Some people also said that, oh, I made it because I was on indie label. Indie label is like signed to yourself. They don't give me no royalties. You know, I got a pitiful $25 for my songwriting. You know, I've been dealing with that for years. And when I look at all those years of 34 years, I said, that is not, But I really do appreciate getting at least a dollar or two or $25, because it's better than nothing. Because the truth is, being a creative artist, a creator, is a struggling enterprise, because there's so many artists who are struggling, and I do appreciate it. I do appreciate being on any artist or whatever few fans I have. So that's appreciation. I just need more results. Like, I'm a businessman, you know, more results. Getting to the next level in order to have the business continue. Now, when I say that, whatever happens in the next 3 or 4 years, which I may or may not retire, who knows? I might not retire at all, but I think so. But in the 3 or 4 years, but we don't know. You know, you don't know what's going to happen in the future. You know, the music that I release will stay out there. You know, it's out there forever. Okay, so. In that sense, that side of the music business, if it becomes nostalgic, it can't be nostalgic because it didn't even hit the record. It didn't hit the charts yet. So it's like it's still new and fresh, will remain out there. So Dove Night will always be out there for people to listen to and buy on the computer in some way, shape, or form. But Dove Night may not be releasing any more music, new music. I mean, I recorded for 29 years, and I need a new, fresh start. But it doesn't mean that I'm not going to stop being a creator. And it does not mean that I'm going to stop going for my dream as of now. It's just that it's so long without any recognition. And we have to make those decisions. But I want to also tell you, you know, I may not stop at all. I said I was going to wind down, but when I say wind down, I'm not going to be releasing music forever. I can't. I don't want to release it to Vivo or something, which I appreciate being on Vivo because that's professional, and not get anywhere with it. Or hearing somebody say they use my songs to get in the business. Yeah, those allegations really hurt. After spending 34 years in the business and hearing someone say they used my song sample and got money from it, that's really painful because they didn't earn it, and it's like stealing. Or even if it ain't true. It's wrong, it's just evil to say that. But, you know, life goes on. I'm always be a creator. My music that I release now will stay out forever on a computer somewhere, Spotify somewhere. But as far as new music, that is winding down. I'm not going to release music every year. I mean, I need to, you know, get to the next level. But you'll hear more about this and then with it, you know, as time goes on. Good day. Good night from Dove Night.